Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Mark Haddon's 2003 novel, The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, which is narrated by a socially awkward teenage boy as he recounts his efforts to solve the murder of a neighbor's dog, doesn't at first glance seem like the ideal basis for a Broadway show. But the play, written by Simon Stevens and directed by Marianne Elliott, became an instant hit when it opened in London in 2012. It won 7 Olivier Awards. It's just opened on Broadway at the Ethel Barrymore Theater to rave reviews. The New York Times' Ben Brantley called it one of the most fully immersive works ever to wallop Broadway. I'm very pleased to welcome the playwright Simon Stevens, along with one of the show's stars, Francesca Faradani, to our show today. Hello.
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 Simon, your version of A Doll's House, extraordinary, which played at BAM last year, was very well received. You've written several original plays. Why did you decide to take on a project that seems to me to be almost impossible?
What better reason to take on a project than its apparent impossibility? I made friends with Mark Haddon when both of us were on attachment at the National Theatre Studio in 2008. And he just emailed me. When we got on very well, we're very similar men of a very similar age. We're fathers. We like the same music. We have a lot of same experiences. And I think he'd been approached approximately 100 times by people inquiring about the possibility of getting the theatrical rights to the book.
But he wanted somebody he could trust.
He wanted somebody who he thought... I think he was rather drawn to what I always describe as my heart of flint. He wanted somebody who wouldn't underline any possible sentimentality in the book. He wanted somebody whose work he trusted, and he asked me to do it. He just wrote to me and asked me to do it.
The novel is narrated in first person by Christopher Boone, a 15-year-old boy who's been described as exceptionally intelligent but ill-equipped to interpret everyday life. Most people would see him as having Asperger's syndrome, but that isn't spelled out.
No, it's not spelled out in the novel, it's not spelled out in the play, and it's something I think Mark feels very strongly about and has written about, actually. He's written essays about the danger of diagnosing Christopher and thinking of Christopher only in terms of his diagnosis, that he thinks of him as an individual with what he describes as behavioural difficulties, who happens to have a fascination with mathematics. He's not indicative of anybody else. He's just an individual character existing in a particular and individual family.
The problem, it seems to me, in transferring this into play form is that the novel is essentially one long interior monologue. And Francesca, you play Siobhan, Christopher's teacher at his special needs school. You narrate most of the play by reading from a book he's written. That was a way of opening it up, I guess?
Yeah, I think so. I think for me the difference between the novel writer, the novelist and the dramatist is that the dramatist deals with behaviour, deals with the things that people do to each other rather than the things that people feel or remember or reflect upon. And I think the work of the adaptation was really excavating Christopher's dazzling voice from the things that he does.
Right, yes, and it's great. He's made Siobhan into this beautiful character who crosses over into so many different areas as Christopher's teacher, as his advocate, as somebody he calls upon in times of need to give him the tools to get through what he has to get through.
And says the things that he's unwilling to
yes,
say.
Right, exactly. And perhaps in the way that he would say them, and when he's in this production executing these rather extraordinary physical things, another different way of telling that story while I'm saying the words. Yeah.
And she's encouraged him to write this book.
Yes.
But then also to turn it into a play.
Right.
Now, Christopher doesn't like the idea of turning his book into a play, Simon, but you have.
I forced him to do it. I took that notion from the novel. The novel is a novel about somebody writing a novel. So I decided to make my play a play about somebody putting on a play. It's taking the same gesture of dismantling the processes by which things are made and making them theatrical rather than novelistic. And gives it a tremendous sense of fun, I think, and a tremendous present tenseness, which I think is always something to cherish in the theatre.
Francesca, does your character become, in a way, Christopher's translator? His intermediary between himself and
yes.
the audience?
Yes, absolutely. In the way that you, obviously when you're reading a book, you get to read it. And in a play, you don't get to have all of those pieces of narrative. And you can be inside his head through Siobhan.
But what is the premise of her reading the book? Is it partly to correct his grammar?
Well, I think she just, she gives him this tool. She says, okay, well, you're obviously going to get into trouble with your father if you carry on with this investigating. So why don't, you know, we're writing stories today. Why don't you write about it? I don't think she has any idea what he's going to come up with. And he comes up with this really amazing piece of writing. And she's so enthused and excited by it that she gets wrapped up. That's one of the ways into the way that Marianne has sort of seen it, that she gets just swept up and is no longer sitting on her orange chair in her classroom, but she's clutching the book. And then at a certain point, the book disappears and she is transported in the same way that the audience is then is. Yeah.
Mark Haddon was a guest on the show when the book was published, but I'm sure I asked him how he came to write about this character. Did he talk to you about it?
He talked to me. My favourite story of Mark's about the process of writing, and I think it's really, really fundamental to the play as well. He had written children's books for several years and had taken it upon himself to write an adult novel, and he's a very different writer to me. He tends to write an awful lot more and discard an awful lot more, and he'd started about 6 or 7 adult novels in his attempt to write the one that would define him as a serious writer. And he came up with the image one day of a dog being found at midnight with a garden fork sticking out of its side.
And that's how the play begins.
And his wife heard him writing. I love this story. His wife heard him writing. And as he was writing, he was laughing to himself. And she said two things. She said, "Do you think grown-up writers do that?" But also, she encouraged him that if that was the story that made him laugh, that produced joy in him in the process of creativity, then that should be the story that he should pursue. And I think that spirit, that we'd make this because we love it, not because we've been commissioned to do it, not because we think it'll be a success, but just because it's a story that we're in love with and we want to tell, sits right through every element of this production and always has done. I think it's fundamental to its success.
I'm talking with playwright Simon Stevens and with Francesca Faradani, one of the stars of his play, The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, which just opened on Broadway at the Ethel Barrymore Theater. Alexander Sharp plays Christopher. He just graduated from Juilliard in May. He was cast when he was still in school?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I believe so.
So this is his professional debut.
Yeah, it's great.
Francesca, you are a veteran of the theater. Are you as stunned by his performance as I was?
Yeah,
I mean, being on the stage
fantastic.
With him and watching
and
this?
Every now and again, you don't have to remind yourself, but I sometimes think, oh my gosh, he just came out of school. No, I mean, there he is. This is his first job. Wow.
And
he's
on the stage every moment.
Yeah,
and
you don't think about it for a second otherwise. It's just a colleague and he's doing brilliant. He's just fabulous.
I really love that at a time when a lot of shows are opening this fall and they're being led by brilliant actors, but actors who are known from Hollywood or known from television, that we're leading our show not only with, I think, one of the great ensembles of New York stage actors, but with a graduate from Juilliard. I think that's great. I'm very proud of that.
Was he chosen partly because he was unknown, or because it doesn't hurt that he looks much younger than he is?
I think he was chosen because he was perfect. He has a tremendous openness, Alex. If you meet him as a person, if you spend any time with him on a personal level, he's a very easy person to kind of fall in love with. He has a tremendous imagination and a tremendous openness, and that openness accorded absolutely with our perception of what Christopher is.
You talked about the cast here being New York actors. Is everyone new to the play?
Yeah, I think it's an entire ensemble put together for this production, yeah.
Had you seen the London performance?
I had not seen it. I had not read the book either. I was very new to it and
It's my sense that this is a very different take on the play. Does it look at all like I would have seen in London?
I think it looks very similar. I think it's slightly tighter. I think I've worked in the room to kind of really get the story as active as possible.
And the set is the same?
The set's the same. It continues to be set in the magnificent town of Swindon in the west of London. So it remains very English. I've been kind of really startled by the warmth of the New York audience to a story that I was slightly nervous, if I'm honest, might be perceived as being very English. But they've been so open and so warm, it's taken me by surprise.
Well, people from Britain tell me that they understand everything about the United States because they've seen films.
Yes.
And,
yeah.
Well, We have seen an awful lot of British films. We listen to British rock stars.
I think that's right. I also think that universality...
We know what London is.
Yeah, but maybe not what Swindon is. But I think universality in art comes not from generalisation, but from specificity. And I think people relate to the specificity of the notion of Swindon, I think.
It's been running for 2 years in London?
Yeah, we had a slight interruption, but it's fundamentally been 2 years, yeah.
And going strong?
I think so. I think so. I mean, people are coming. People are really loving it. I hope so, yeah.
Doesn't the title, The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, come from a Sherlock Holmes story?
Yes, it comes from, I think, the story The Silver Dagger. I might have got that title wrong. But Holmes is really central to the whole story. I mean, Christopher's obsessed with Sherlock Holmes. And also rather
he's
joyful.
His hero and his
yeah,
role
he is
model.
His hero and
he thinks that Sherlock Holmes is alive.
He's a real person.
Yes,
very
he
confusing
yes,
when he's not. In Hound of the Baskervilles, they also stop at Swindon Station to have dinner, which is quite a lovely detail, I think.
Yeah.
Well, a large part of the play involves Christopher's quest, which takes him outside of his comfort zone. So we're constantly being made aware of what it must be like for someone who is Asperger's to just try to do the most basic things in life. That is anything from having a normal conversation to understanding why people say things like be quiet to buying a train ticket mm-hmm. to finding an address in a strange city
yeah.
to being touched.
Yeah, although I think if the play only worked because it evoked what it was like to exist with a condition like autism or to exist on the Asperger's spectrum, it wouldn't resonate to the degree that it does. I think people watch it and they recognise themselves within it. I think all of us arriving in a city recognise yeah. that experience of being overwhelmed by the place and being frightened by the presence of so many people. I think people recognise themselves in Christopher.
And it's also this family, too. At the heart of this story is this incredible relationship. These parents who are desperately trying to figure out and deal with their own sort of shortcomings as parents and the guilt that ensues with that and how best to be parents. And I think that's another way in, a very accessible way that many people can relate to.
I think as well,
whether they're the child or the parent, you know.
I think through the teacher as well. I mean, this is part of the reason why we're so drawn to Frankie's character, to the character of Siobhan, because I think everybody who's ever been to school, even people who hated school, have one favourite teacher who made them feel better about themselves than anybody else had done before, and I think that's what Siobhan does.
Yeah.
Now, do you live here, Francesca?
I do. I've lived here for about 20 years, actually. Yes.
And you have to maintain the British accent because you get roles
I think being something about being an actor makes you aware of the differences in the accents. And, you know, I have a lot of family for a long time back in England and was going there a lot, and yes, it's funny. It's half my life. And wow.
Well, Alex Sharp went to Juilliard. He's British as well.
He's from Devon.
He's
yeah.
from Devon.
I find when I'm in New York, the exoticism of my Englishness, I really become aware of. I talk more like Hugh Grant when I'm in New York than I ever do when I'm back
that's
in
happens
London.
Happens to all of us, and then we all get round each other, and we all come, all the accents come out, and we all.
Well, Ben Brantley, who saw the London production. And thought that the Christopher there was brilliant, said Alexander has a very different take on the character. Is that an exciting thing for a playwright to see somebody you've written come alive similarly but also differently?
It's completely thrilling. It's completely thrilling. And that relationship between the actor and the playwright and the director and the artistic team, I think that's why I work in theatre, because the possibility that something that I've imagined is reinvented every night. And it's not just the different actor, it's a different performance. And we've got two Christophers. It's worth saying that Taylor Trench, who's a brilliant, brilliant young actor, plays Christopher twice a week as well, because the role is so demanding.
Very but physical.
It's immensely physical. It's immensely emotionally demanding as well. For a playwright, that's why I work in theatre, to have that possibility of reimagination.
Now, Francesca, I probably shouldn't say this, but Ben Brantley also thought that you were much better in the role than
the
British actress played Siobhan. So is this an open-ended run?
Yeah, as far as I understand it, I don't really understand about the culture of production, and I certainly never read reviews. So this is the first time I've got the slightest inkling what he said, really. But I think so. I think we're running for as long as, you know, for a while.
Yeah, we'll
You mentioned him being in London, the terrifying scene, which he has to travel to London. We have all these electronic stuff happening. Yeah. Is that all written in the script, or is that something the director came up with?
It's neither, actually. It's not written in the script. It's not prescribed in the script. The script, if you read it, is tremendously spare and open text and invites reinterpretation and reimagination. But I think Marianne, who I think is not only one of my dearest friends, but a very...
Marianne Elliott.
Mm-hmm. It's a very, very special director. I think she would be the first to acknowledge that it wasn't purely her vision. She brought together a team of designers: Paulie Constable, the lighting designer; Ian Dickinson, the sound designer; Finn Ross, the video designer. And together they created this extraordinary physical experience.
And you have two choreographers as well.
Stephen and Steve.
My thanks to the playwright and also to one of the stars, Simon Stevens, and Francesca Faradani for talking with us about Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, currently at the Ethel Barrymore Theater on Broadway. It's been a pleasure having you on our show.
Thanks
so much.
Yeah.